So we want to talk a little bit about checkpoint inhibitors, MSI disease, with that amazing case to kind of get us thinking about it. Eric, we asked the audience in general what line therapy they think about using a checkpoint inhibitor with MSI high colorectal cancer. And the audience is pretty split between first, even some third line and beyond. How do you think it through, Eric?
Yeah, I think in the future, so regardless of reimbursement and regulatory issues, in view of the efficacy and in view of already some data in first line in a non-randomized study that we have seen at the last ESMO meeting, I would rather go in many patients probably in first line with a checkpoint inhibitor.
Wells, first or second or third?
I tend to go second, in part because sometimes you're trying to gather all that data as you're getting things going, sending the tumor for testing. So sometimes you don't have the evidence, and then that's really where it is in the guidelines at this point. So I tend to use it second line. I'm not sure it really matters, to be honest with you, because if they're going to benefit, most patients are stable enough in the second line setting to get that benefit.
We're curious also, and we'll talk a little bit about some of the data looking at ipi/nivo in this situation, what kind of immunotherapy the audience in general is thinking about. And Eric, it looks like a lot of people are thinking about ipi/nivo. What do you think about that?
Yeah, we don't have a good answer. There are no randomized data to see whether pembro or nivo alone or the combination of nivo plus ipilimumab is the better option. You can defend both positions. There is some concern with safety of the combination, although now we have seen some data also that nivo-ip safety was not a major issue. So I would love to see some bigger studies and some studies randomizing to answer the question, what is the best option? If you would give me the choice today in a patient that I see with me, I would start with just a PD antibody alone, not in combination with the CTLA-4 antibody. But the future may change our ideas.
I want to take a look at some of that data. But first, Wells, maybe you can sort of walk us through some of the single agent data that we've seen in this, beginning with nivolumab.
Yeah, so this was by Mike Overman at MD Anderson, a 74-patient trial looking at nivolumab, and had a 31% response rate. And you're going to see that across other studies as well, roughly 30% response rate. And then the initial pembrolizumab, which really got this thing going, that study was out of Hopkins from Young Lee. Great to have a New England Journal paper with an N of 10, but it had such a nice response and was so impactful that it was published, and then subsequently they published a follow-up study with more patients, again showing a roughly that 30% response rate and very durable responses. And I think all of us have those patients in clinic who are going on several years. And I guess as I weigh the question of whether or not to use single agent or doublets, I'm really thinking about how badly do I need a response, because it does seem to increase the response rate by about 20 points, but there is some increased toxicity. If for anyone who's managed a difficult autoimmune toxicity, I had one person who had nephritis, which was incredibly difficult to manage. It took months to get him off steroids.
With a proteinuria?
It was a nephritis from, and he was on a combination study. Hmm. And so we had to send him to renal. We had to put him on high-dose steroids. Every time we tapered, his creatinine shot up again, and it took us like 6 months to get him off steroids. So, but if I need a response, I'm really going to think about this doublet, because, and again, this was from Overman and from the groups in Europe, when you added the CTLA-4 to the PD-1, you add about 20 percentage points. So your response rate goes up to over 50% and excellent disease control. So that's really what you're weighing. I'd agree. I think at the lower doses with ipi, the safety signal certainly isn't as much as it was the higher doses in the past, but you're still getting more on the autoimmune side. So if the patient's feeling fine, I generally start with a single agent, PD-1.